Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best as we go inside the Coach's Headset.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Inside the Coach's Headset right here on UCSportsNation.com. Hey, we're brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079 or go see him at 425 East Broad Street right here in Cookeville for all your life, home, and auto insurance needs. Hey, we've got a new Facebook page. It's a group page called Inside the Coach's Headset Podcast. We appreciate all the folks who have joined us so far. If you want to jump on there, please do. We want to hear from you, who you would like for us to talk to, and just give us some ideas of how we're doing, how we can do better, and just some of the things that you would like to hear in highlighting the great head coaches that we have right here in the Upper Cumberland. Thanks for joining us on UCSportsNation.com, your one-stop shop for all high school sports right here in the Upper Cumberland. And we've got another one right here on this episode. She is the head coach of the White County Warrior archery team, head coach Mickey Steele. Mickey, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me out today.
Let's talk a little bit about archery, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are listening to the podcast right now going, what in the world? Is this a bunch of Robin Hood stuff or something like that? Talk about how archery became a sport in White County High School and how all that became about.
Well, it's actually started through a program. It's called NASP, which is National Archery's in the School program. It's sponsored by the state through TWRA. It kind of started growing here in White County sometime around 07, 08. Not 100% sure about that. Malia Johnson was the first head coach of it, and she kind of took off and ran with it. And ever since then, you know, we've had first or second place at state consistently, for the last 6 or 7 years. I know we had... Of course, my daughter, that's how I kind of got started in it. My daughter, as a freshman, went in 2011, 2012. She saw a state championship in 2014 and 2015. Then we came back 2017. I think we were second place. We brought home another state title in 2018 and then second place again last year. And we're hoping for it again this year. So good Lord willing, that's what's going to happen. But I just try to encourage my kids to stay positive and we'll do the best we can, and that's all we ever ask for them to do. My husband, assistant coaches with me, as well as Natalie, she's come back. That's my daughter. She's come back as an alumna to help coach, and she's been with me a couple of years, and I have a couple of volunteer coaches, Hallie Young and Taylor Parks, which are they're also alumni. One graduated last year, and another one graduated, I believe, in 2016 after Natalie. Great group of coaching staff. I can't ask for any better parents, students. They are, just the best all-around kids that you'll see.
And, I told you I was going to mess up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the competition itself. They're not shooting at archery is more of a mental game, but there's also a lot of mechanical and a lot of physical attributes as well when it comes to that.
Yes.
Break it down for us a little bit about the top, there's a uniformity across the bows that everybody uses, the arrows that they use, the targets that they use. How does the competition really set itself up?
Okay, competition is, like you said, the bow is uniform. We shoot with a Genesis bow. Genesis used to be owned by Matthews. I think recently it's gone just to a Genesis bow. They're not allowed any kind of modifications. There's no aiming spots put on the bow anywhere. The children are allowed to use finger tabs as far as to use to keep nerve damage from happening in their fingertips. But other than that, I mean, that's basically it. They use a uniform arrow approved by the NAS, you know, the NAS competitions, mm-hmm. Also made through, it's the Eastern Archery, the same target, the same, you know, we shoot it, we'll shoot, when I say a round, we have, you know, 5 arrows per round, so we'll shoot 3 rounds at 10 meters and then another 3 rounds at 15 meters with the possibility of scoring a perfect score of 300. A team will consist of 24 archers. The team score is then calculated from your top 12 out of the 24. The team rules state that you have to have at least 4 of the opposite gender. Most teams have, you know, more boys than they do girls. That's usually how it goes. So it's a pretty equal playing field. Doesn't matter what size you are. Doesn't matter your athletic ability. We are trained to even, you know, help children with disabilities, how to shoot from a wheelchair or with one limb or with crutches. What, you know, it's not, you know, every child is not built to go out onto a basketball court or go out into a football field, or it's an individual sport as well as a team sport, and it doesn't discriminate on your abilities to be able to run or jump or, you know, physical stamina is not necessarily something you have to have. The, you know, the mental, like you said, it's archery is about 90% mental. A lot like baseball, it's a lot in your, once you get muscle memory down, the mechanics. You know, I've had kids that just excel in once they find their mark, and it's amazing to see it through their eyes of the aha moment of, hey, I can do this and I don't have to be an athlete to do this. But, you know, in their coach's eyes, they're our heroes, because we can see that they do self-improve, and it builds their self-confidence. And it's not only as like I said, as being an athlete, but as a young person, we try to teach them values and being kind to others and being true to themselves, but they also can be an individual. They can compete with themselves individually as well as part of their team. And a lot of my kids do have some competition, you know, just a friendly competition, you know, just with their teammates. You know, I'm going to shoot higher than you at this tournament or so on and so forth. But they're just like a family. And I know a lot of sports have, you know, they have lots of drama going on. I don't see that with archery. I see the kids building each other up, and they've always got each other's back. It's not always about archery. I see it, you know, inside my school building each day. You know, hey, that's a fellow archer. You know, can I help you with math? Can I tutor you in English? Can I give you a hug when you're upset? And it's not, like I said, it's not always about archery with my archers. They are a true family.
And I'm sure with the success that your program has had over the years, these students are really proud of walking around White County High School and thinking, hey, you know, we're state champion, and there's, you know, right. state champion is nothing shabby when it comes to anything that you do. If you're able to become a state champion in anything, that's a huge accomplishment and you know, something that's very much to be proud of.
Absolutely. Some of the highlights of my coaching career, and this is my third year, I believe, as head coach. I started out, like I said, being an assistant volunteer coach to begin with when my daughter was in school, and once she graduated, then I kind of helped Malia as an official coach. And then Malia was promoted to principal here in the county, and she brought me the notebook. You know, she said, you know how to do it, and you're going to be able to do this, and I have faith in you, and I believe in you. So that's kind of what I've taken and ran with, and before every tournament, I look at each of my kids, and I look at them, and I say, I believe in you. You know, it's not, I don't care how well you do or how poorly you do. I believe in you, and as long as you can do the best you can and you're having fun, that's all I want you to do, as long as your heart is in it. And, you know, some of the best times we've seen are coming home from state after they've won state. I know, you know, of course, watching, being able to be a part of your child's team, of course, coming home with her senior year when they had won state. And they, of course, they always wait for the county line. And, you know, we always get a police escort back into town. And you cannot hear for the noise that's on that bus ride coming home. They are so excited.
That's awesome.
And you would think there is nothing else in the world. And I hate that. I hate that my parents don't get to see that. And, you know, it's just a blessing to get to be a part of that. And there's tears and there's cheers and laughter. And you know, they, like I said, they've always got each other's back. And they love to laugh and cut up. But they also know when it's time to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's an honor to be able to, you know, to be with the kids and have the approach of, I'm here for you as a mentor if you need me. However, they do respect you, you know, when it's time to be respected. And great group of kids. And just, I would have never thought, you know, coming in, you know, as a child, I grew up with it. My dad has shot archery from the time that I don't have a memory of my father not shooting. You know, he shot professionally for years, you know, before he kind of slacked off here in the recent years, but we've kind of adopted him into. Sometimes he comes in and helps the kids work with mechanics, you know, in their handwork that maybe some of the rest of us can't see, since he's, you know, he's done that all his life. And my mother shot when she was younger, and she was one of the top women shooters, you know, target shooters, 3D shooters, whenever she was probably, you know, a little younger than myself. But I can remember, I have a twin brother and sister, and I can remember them being, you know, 6, 8, 10 months old. And, of course, I've seen them nap inside bow cases while, you know, they were at tournaments and stuff. And it's just, archery has always been a part of my life. I think seems like it'll always will be at this point, but it's good to be able to turn it over to my children. My son is also shooting now as well, and has shot individually since he was in fourth grade. He's now in seventh grade, and they have let us start a middle school program here in the county as well this year. And he and I both shed some tears the first time we went on the line. He said, "Mama," he said, "I have a team now. You know, I get to shoot with a team," and it makes me teary-eyed now. But he said, "I have a team of people my age that I can shoot with, and we can compete." So, as a mama, that kind of touches your heart. And like I said, to watch my daughter, you know, to come through, and my brother Larry Daniels, he comes in and helps as well when he can. He also shot professionally. I need to give a shout out to Mr. Brad Johnson at You Need It. He's always there for the kids. If we can't have practice at the school, the kids will say, "Well, we're going to load up and we're going to You Need It. You know, we're going to go up there and shoot." And you know, if Brad's open, he lets the kids, you know, come in and shoot like they want to. Of course, I've got some parent volunteer coaches. Charlie Scott comes in and helps tremendously. He kind of has the coaches back, you know. He doesn't. If I'm upset, he can see that I'm upset, and he kind of kids around. He'll say, "You need a Snickers today, Coach." Yeah, maybe I do, Charlie. Maybe I do. But you know, he's a coach needs to have backing as well. Like I said, and I'm blessed to be able to have my husband as my coach and my daughter as my assistant coach as well. But like I said, Mr. Charlie's always got my back, and he's always got the kids, and if they're down in a day. And you know, we tell the kids to try, you know, like I said, do your best. You get on that line, you throw an arrow, you move on to the next arrow. You know, it's like dropping a ball. What do you do if you drop a ball? You pick it up and you throw it again. So you pick up in the next arrow and you let it go and you go from there. You can't think back on the arrow that you shot beforehand. Which is hard, and that comes into the mental part of it. You can't let the arrow you shot and messed up mess with the one that you're shooting next, because it just doesn't work that way. So
we're talking with Mickey Steele. She is the head coach of the White County High School archery team right here on Inside the Coach's Headset on UCSportsNation.com. Coach Steele, one of the things that I think is so intriguing about archery is that, you know, in a lot of sports, you've got a boys team and a girls team. And in archery, everybody's on the same team, and everybody's pretty much on a level playing field. Now, I do know that, you know, as far as the scoring, there's a boys division and a girls division, but when it comes to the team, everybody's together. In your estimation, you know, who's the better shooter, the boys or the girls?
Well, you know, being female, I'm kind of partial. but I'll have to say, normally the boys will outshine my girls. We do, currently we have, you know, Gracie Luna, she's a junior at the high school this year, and she's my top shooter right now. On my boys' side, it's going to be Bo Hartman and Kenneth Bryant. They're kind of competing about even right now, shooting in the 280s as well. Like you said, it's kind of, the playing field is even, and there's lots of competitiveness, especially, you know, statewide. Rutherford County has multiple teams, and they are great, great archers down there. But of course, you know, you always have that, you know, that one team that you're gunning after. So, and that's what my kids use as their motivation to say, you know, we're coming to get you this year. Mm-hmm. So, but it's always, you know, it's always, and archery is like all other sports. You have years where, you know, last year I lost 9 seniors. This year I have 1 senior, and when she leaves me, it's going to be hard, because I, you know, I've had her since she was a freshman. You know, you might be a little partial to her too.
A little bit.
Miss Hannah is she's one of my team captains. I have 4 team captains. Miss Hannah Rogan and Bo Hartman is one of my male captains, as well as Dylan Goodwin and also Maria Templeton. And the 3 of them are juniors. So, but Hannah leads her team as a senior. She helps me with things that she probably shouldn't have to help with. She helps with flight schedules, and she mothers those middle school students. And she's, you know, she comes in and helps, you know, oversee even my junior captain. She's a great leader, and I do appreciate her more than anything. And I really hate that she's leaving me. So.
Well, I know this. I know that she's really enjoyed it, and you know, kind of talking about that, because, you know, you've had a lot of seniors come through over the last few years. A lot of them started out either shooting in 4-H at the middle school level, or just kind of tagging along, shooting as individuals, as your son did for a while. How is the creation of the middle school program going to help foster and kind of boost up and actually give you a feeder program so when they get into the high school levels, they know a little bit more about what's going on?
We're hoping that it will just boost the, you know, boost the high school team. Normally, until this year, you know, they start as freshmen, and we start with kids that have never even picked up a bow before, and train them, and then we have tryouts and so forth for the high school. And last year, you know, we got to where we were kind of on the line of, you know, it's time to kind of push maybe getting the middle school team started, you know, at this point, since, you know, because they didn't have a 4-H team last year at the middle school. And the feeder program from the middle school is going to benefit the high school greatly. And we see that proven by, like I said, the Rutherford County teams. Some of the Warren County teams even have elementary school, you know, elementary school teams, I'm sorry. And of course, they feed into the middle school, and the middle school into the high school. And what we have seen since we have started this middle school team is that is the most tough competition that there thus far. I mean, you're talking 8 or 10 teams, you know, competing middle school category as to where there's 5 or 6, you know, just locally in the Upper Cumberland. And, of course, they've got feeder teams from elementary schools. And until this year, we've not had anything, you know, except for, you know, just what we started if they wanted to come in as individuals. I've got 3 freshmen this year that shot with us individually. Well, 2 of them shot with me individually last year, but Mr. Rob Adcock, he's been with us probably since, you know, he's like my son Collier. He has been since he was in 5th or 6th grade. I think he shot individually. And he's coming in as a freshman shooting consistently in the low 280s at tournaments, and that's going to be a proven fact as to how the middle school team, you know, if we can get a hold of them at a young age and train them up like we want them to be trained and not have to retrain them from somebody else's coaching and train them the way we want them to shoot as a high school team, then that's going to make us all the more, you know, better whenever they come into the high school scene.
And with these tournaments that you all travel to, I've noticed that there's a lot of camaraderie amongst the coaches, and in some cases even the kids get to know each other quite a bit as well. I know the success of the White County program has really been able to help other programs kind of get off the ground. Talk to us about how this year you guys have been able to help Prescott South here in Cookeville to kind of get up off the ground with their archery team.
Yes, Prescott South, to my knowledge, is the first archery team that has been formed in Putnam County. Mark Tilka has taken that on over there, and he is doing an amazing job so far there at Prescott South. He has an elementary team, I think, and a middle school team as well. And he, you know, he approached me back at the first of the school year. He said, "I have no idea what I'm doing." I said, "Well, I don't either, but I'll share with you what Malia has taught me." So we've kind of taken them under our wing, and you know, we've shared equipment so they can, you know, we did a chili bow tournament, and so that they could kind of get on their feet, and he kind of understands how the tournament runs and such. And he's doing a great job over there with those kids, but we're so excited to see it, you know, bloom there in Cookeville as well, because that gives us other places to go shoot other than having to travel a couple of 3 hours, to compete, you know, competitively. So,
well, that's great. And you know, one of the things that, you know, with Putnam County having as much as activities that they have, getting an archery program started up here and Prescott South taking that first step, that's only going to allow, you know, that to be even better, maybe get into the high school ranks and, you know, start a new rivalry between Cookeville and Sparta on the archery side as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you were talking about camaraderie as far as that goes, that's the thing with archery, there is competitiveness, but I've not seen the rivalries, quote unquote, that a lot of other sports have. But archers seem to back each other. It doesn't matter what team they're on. Coaches seem to do the same thing. You know, if I can help you, you know, let me know. If, you know, if you can help me, you know, just ask. You know, it's not harsh like a lot of other sports can be. I don't know if harsh is the word, but you won't find, I have yet to find an unkind person, you know, come through as any, you know, archers, coaches, you know, whatever. You know, if a child is upset because they didn't shoot well, you know, other archers, you know, opposing archers will say, you know, it's going to be okay. You know, you'll do better next time. Mm-hmm. So it's a different world. And if you've not been in it, you know, I encourage you to go out to a shoot. I know if, you know, archery is a sport that's not very exciting to watch, for lack of a better word. It can be, but it's intense. So it's not exciting, but it's an intent, you know, it's intense to see, you know, the child's faces when they, even at practice, you know, yesterday I had a boy shoot a 50, and we always celebrate that because, you know, that's a perfect round. All five of your arrows are in, you know, in the 10 and the X, and we'll holler, yay, you know, so-and-so, you shot a 50. And, you know, that's a milestone. You know, that's the goal that they want to reach. And you hear that, you know, at competitions. They'll, you know, other coaches will come to your kids and say, hey, good job. Or, you know, I always try to reach out to the other kids and say, hey, you know, good job. Keep it up. And it's a good sport to be in as far as not, you know, having people be on you all the time. I don't know if that's the right word, but anyway, that was terrible. That'll have to be edited.
That's okay. No, so. We can fix that. I guess what you're you know, ultimately, in archery and like other sports, harsh criticism isn't a method of motivation in order to shoot a better round next time. You've got to stay calm. You've got to stay, you know, kind of cool and collective, as the old saying goes. Why don't you tell us, obviously, we've got a couple events coming up in Sparta, one for the middle school, one for the high school. Why don't you tell us a little bit about them? When are they, and what can people expect?
Okay. We have, of course, since we've started a middle school team, they're going to host a tournament on February the 29th. I've actually had such a great interest that I have filled all my Saturday slots or flight times, which is 40 archers per flight. I think we've got 480 archers registered to shoot.
Wow.
I've had to move both of my teams and Prescott South to shoot on Friday night. I was planning on having, you know, only the tournament on the Saturday because I didn't, you know, it's a new tournament. I'm not going to have that big of a turnout. And, well, you know, here we are. That kind of tells you how big the sport has gotten. And like I said, I've got 480 shooters. My middle school team will shoot at 6 o'clock on Friday the 28th. And my high school team will shoot at 7 o'clock on Friday the 28th. And then the competition will continue all day on Saturday, and then awards will be sometime around 6 or 6:30 on Saturday evening. We invite everybody to come out. We'll have a concession stand, you know, $5 gate fee. Then again on March the 13th and 14th, we have the Spartan Shootout. And this is the tournament, you know, that Malia started several years ago, and it just continues to grow. Last year, I think we had 700 plus archers come through between Friday night and Saturday. And we'll start on Friday evening at 4:30 and go till about 9 o'clock Friday night. And then we'll start again at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning and go till about 6 o'clock Saturday night. My middle school team will shoot, I believe I've got them shooting at 11:30 on that Saturday, the 14th. And then my high school team will shoot at 12:30. On that Saturday, just right behind my middle school team. So come out to that one. We have, you know, that's the tournament that Templeton's, we know we have Templeton's Barbecue, we have Mountain Snow. There'll be a chance to win a set of cornhole boards. Just, you know, lots of other things to do. If you don't want to sit and watch the all-day tournament, you can come out and enjoy some Templeton Barbecue and you know, this is our kids' fundraisers for the year.
Yeah, That's what I was fixing to say. These tournaments that you guys put on and other schools put on, they really serve two purposes. Number one, it gets the kids prepared for the state competition because that's the big one, at least within the state of Tennessee. But also these tournaments that you guys, you know, you go and support other schools' tournaments, and they come back and they support yours. These are fundraisers, and you know, these bows that everybody is using or has to use, these targets, all that sort of stuff, and then the travel expenses because most boards of education require, you know, bus travel if you're taking kids, you know, off campus and stuff like that. all that costs money, and
it's correct.
A great way to raise funds in order to pay for those costs and, you know, show the kids some support. It's always a very, very cool thing to look up in the stands during the high school tournament that you guys have and see the stands of, you know, in the upper deck halfway full watching these kids shoot. And no, I mean, it's not something that's just, you know, riveting to watch the whole time, but you know, I'll say this, the amount of concentration that these kids have when, you know, most people, when they're thinking about shooting a bow and arrow, you're thinking about going deer hunting or turkey hunting, and you've got you've got pins and everything else to line up your bow with in order to shoot something. They've got nothing except for the tip of that arrow.
Exactly.
And
the bow hunters have, you know, they've got their releases. They've got, like you said, levels in their scopes. They've got peep sights and kisser buttons to hold. Every bit of it. These kids have absolutely nothing but their arrow shaft and their bowstring to aim with.
And an aiming spot on the target that they think is right.
Correct. And you know, and I've had the kids say, you know, well, you know, one of my friends said, well, anybody can shoot archery. And I just look at them and I say, well, come on and try it.
Yeah.
So it's not easy at all. And as a coach, I have told my kids, do what I say, not as I do, because I can't do as well as some of them can.
Right.
And, you know, and I grew up with archery, but I grew up shooting with sights and pins and peepholes and such. So it's a huge, huge difference difference. And you can't begin to understand that until you try it yourself, and it's pretty tough. And I commend the kids for sticking with it, because it you can get very discouraged very easily, and they just keep sticking with it. So, but our state tournament is going to be April the 3rd. That's the last day. I believe it begins on Thursday, and it's held at Miller Coliseum at MTSU. Of course, they have free admission. If anybody wants to come to, you know, come out and see it, that'll be counties from all over the state of Tennessee will come to compete there. So,
and the top two go to Louisville for nationals, correct?
The first place at each state will get the first selection of their flight time at nationals. Of course, then second place would be the next tier. And then the kids have to score, I believe the score is a 3,099 to qualify as a team. So to qualify, you know, you have to have your top 12 years to shoot that score in order to be able to qualify to go to nationals. So we're hoping to have that, and we'll see from there, but we'll just see how it goes.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind with you and your husband and just all your family and all the coaches that are involved in this program and the community involvement, have no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to be players again in the state competition and maybe bring home and hopefully bring home a state championship again this year. Head coach of the White County Warriors archery team, Coach Mickey Steele, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on everything, and we hope to talk to you again sometime.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
You've been listening to Inside the Coach's Headset. I'm your host, Amos Rogan, right here on UCSportsNation.com. We're brought to you by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079 or go see him at 425 East Broad Street right here in Cookeville. Thanks for listening. Again, get on our Facebook group page there, Inside the Coach's Headset Podcast. Let us know who else you would like to be talking to. Be safe, be blessed, and we will see you or talk to you next time.
Inside the Coach's Headset, presented by Tony Smith, your hometown shelter insurance agent. Call Tony at 528-7079. 528-7079. The X's and O's of coaching from the Upper Cumberland's best. As we go inside the coach's headset.